Thank you, everybody, for coming here. Let me first say this was an emotional day and an extremely difficult decision. For those who know or have worked with Leslie Frazier, you know that he is a true professional and a very giving person. We have great appreciation for Leslie's efforts, but we believe a change was needed to build a successful team moving forward. We are optimistic about our roster and about the future of the Minnesota Vikings, and we are committed to bringing Viking fans a world championship. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our general manager, Rick Spielman. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. I just want to reiterate what Ziggy said, that this was an extremely, extremely difficult decision. When you sit there and evaluate and go through the process, I think, as all of you know, how I work is you look at the whole body. You don't just look at this or that. And as we sat there and evaluated it, we felt that change was needed to for our organization to take a step forward. As far as the coaches, it's very difficult because of the relationships that you have with Leslie, that you have with all our assistant coaches. We work side by side and very hard in personnel and on a daily basis. So when these decisions come, it makes it very difficult. But moving forward, we felt this was best for our organization to take the next step. I talked to all the assistant coaches today. They are all currently under contract. I will meet with them on an individual basis. In order for them to go on to another team, they have to get a written permission. I will look at that on a case-by-case basis on whether that permission is granted or not. Our number one goal is to start the search immediately. That process will start this afternoon, and I expect to have interviews lined up over the next 3 or 4 days. And timeline, I'm putting a new head coach in place. Ideally, the situation would be you'd like to have that done by the Senior Bowl. That's usually the time frame where it gives a head coach an opportunity to not only interview our coaches currently on this staff, but also put together the best coaching staff possible. But that's not going to be the ultimatum. If it takes longer, we will do that. This will be a very extensive search. I've sliced it every way you can slice it. I looked at 13 different categories where coaches come out of, and that can be everything from head coaches that are currently offensive coordinators, former head coaches, head coaches that were currently defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators without head coaching experience, college coaches with and without NFL coaching experience. So there is a long list of areas that you can look for in a head coach. The one thing I can tell you, though, as we did our research and looked if there was any specific category that was more successful than the other, there wasn't. So that's why we have to do this extensive process, and we have to go out and find the right head coach that we think is going to lead us into the future and to give us the best chance to take the next step forward. With that, I'll go ahead and open it up to questions. You know, we talked about it with the ownership last night. This decision, I know there's been a lot of rumors floating around out there. This decision was not made until this morning. We went through the process last night with the ownership and just looked at the whole body of work since Leslie's been here, and he's done a lot of very good things, but we felt as an organization it was the right thing to do to move forward. And we have the utmost respect for Leslie and what he's brought to this organization, but again, we have to look for consistency year in and year out. And that's what we're going to be looking for when we bring in a new head coach and the consistency year in and year out that we are competitive on the field. You know, I'll address the quarterback situation just like every other situation. I take full responsibility for the personnel decisions, whether they are good, and sometimes they don't work out for whatever reason. I am always going to be aggressive that if a personnel decision does not work out, to try to get that rectified as quickly as we can. I talked to you guys at midseason about I'm responsible for putting the best 53 players I can possibly put on our roster, but I have to leave it up to the coaches to make those decisions on who gives them the best chance to win on Sundays. And Leslie consulted our ownership about the quarterback situation. Just like everything else, we have very open dialogue, open communication, but ultimately the coach and his coaching staff have to decide on who's playing and not playing on Sundays.
What were the primary conclusions you drew from that body of work that, you know, told you the change was better to make?
Going back and looking from when he took over, we went 3-3, I think, his interim year. We were 3-13 the following year. There are some things that pop up when you look. I mean, our road record has not been the best. Way we've lost some games this year as well. But I think it's just taking that whole body of work and digging down and analyzing everything to try to make this difficult decision.
Picking up his, you picked up his option last year, but you didn't extend him. Was that because he needed to show you something this year to be a long-term guy, have a similar season this year than last?
I think anything in this business, whether it's player or coaches, that you're trying to look for that consistency, and can get that consistency year in and year out.
Did you give Leslie enough talent to be a playoff team this year?
I feel very optimistic about this young talent that we have on this football team. I felt very strongly about the last two draft classes that we've been able to put together. Are there holes that need to be filled? Definitely, and we will address those holes. Last year, we felt we needed to upgrade the receiver position. I think that was one of our main priorities, and we were able to do that by going out and signing a Greg Jennings to move up aggressively in a draft to get a Patterson type. The development and how Jarius has come along. Jerome Simpson was a different player this year than he was last year. But a lot of those personnel decisions will be made once we put the new coaching staff in place. And they will have a lot of influence on not only the quarterback position, but all the positions. And I am very open-minded and feel it's very important to have open communication on when making those decisions, that everybody in the organization is on board with that decision. I don't think we've ever came up with a decision where, sure, guys may have had disagreements, but by the time we were done, not everybody was on the same page. There would be, as long as I'm general manager here, there'll never be an incident where I would go out and sign a player or draft a player without working directly with the coaches and the coaching staff and our scouts to get everybody on the same page. Defensively, I know people say we have some holes on defense. We are getting a little older there. But I can tell you I was very encouraged by the way some of these young guys had stepped up and played. To see Xavier Rhodes before he got injured and the way he was playing. When Aaron Henderson had his issues, to see Adi Cole step in and do a nice job. To find a Sean Prater out there and to see him go out and compete, and he was with us for a half a year. To lose a key player like a Harrison Smith, yet to have an Andrew Sendejo, who's not only one of our core special teams players, but also stepped in and did a very good job. And you see what type of football player he is. Are there holes? Definitely there are holes. Is that my responsibility to get those holes filled? It definitely falls on my shoulders. And just like I said to the staff earlier, I talked to the team today, is that I will do everything that I can to get the right head coach and to get the right personnel in here. And it'll be a very tedious process. It'll be looked at every angle to make sure we're trying to make the best possible decisions we can make.
Can any coach attain this consistency that you're looking for without the quarterback situation being resolved?
I have the confidence that we'll get this quarterback situation resolved. I really do. And what that answer is right now, I'm not going to have those answers until we get the coach in place. And when we sit down and we delve into what we have at this position, what is potentially out there in free agency, what is the draft class, those answers will all come in time. The main focus right now is working on trying to get this, our next head coach, in place.
Is it possible for a coach to cover up that hole, that big hole?
You look at our division this year, the time that Cutler missed, the time that Rodgers had missed, and, you know, those guys had lost some games but somehow survived, and Chicago and Green Bay played for the division title. So, but you're always, I think every team is always going to be looking for that franchise quarterback until you actually get one. And you're going to continually grind away at that till hopefully you finally hit on one.
Of the uncertain quarterback situation, the organization brought in Josh Freeman. He played 6 days later in New York and then didn't play again. Was that Leslie's decision? Was that a cooperative effort? What happened with that Josh Freeman
situation? I talked to a lot of you at midseason about that decision, and it's my philosophy. It's that those coaches have to make those final decisions on who's the starting. Now, we had a lot of consulting. We talked through a lot of the situations, but ultimately, that decision has to be on the coaches. I would never want to say, hey, you have to play that guy or you have to play this guy. That's not my role. Just like I wouldn't want to say a coach to tell me, hey, you have to take this guy. Oh, we're going to work through this, and the responsibility is on me to try to make sure I make the best possible pick. So I think it goes both ways. But as a general manager, whether I'm right or wrong, I don't believe that you dictate to a coach who needs and who does not need to play.
What did Freeman develop, and how did that signing affect the confidence of the team in that position?
Well, you know, Freeman, he did a lot of good things through practice. I think when Matt Cassel got in there, and Christian actually played pretty well in that stretch where he came back, and then went back to his inconsistencies a little bit. Matt Cassel took over, and Matt Cassel played very well, and at that time, who gave you the best chance to win ball games? And I think everybody felt that Matt Cassel gave us the best chance to win those ball games at that time. And that's a credit to Matt for the way he stepped up and played.
Adrian was very vocal about keeping Leslie here, and he said he wanted to speak to management this morning beforehand, and he seemed very upset in the locker room as well. Do you talk to someone like that?
I've talked to him. That's why my voice is a little rasp right now. I've been talking since 7:30 this morning. I talked to the team, I talked to the coaches, and then I met with numerous players, including Adrian. And I tried to talk to every unrestricted free agent we had, every one of the players that were on the leadership council that was in place, and I'll eventually get through all the players, especially the veterans. And I wanted to hear their opinions. And Mark and Ziggy sat in there with me as we sat there and talked to the players as well. So I understand how difficult change is for people and how difficult change is because it's the unknown. But I also know sometimes when you make that change, it also can bring a spark as well.
Your terms for signing and developing quarterbacks has been mixed both here and in Miami. How can you be entrusted to get this critical decision right at this particular time?
You know, I haven't got it right yet. We've worked as hard as we could to try to get that right. And I try to use as many outside sources as I can. I'm not afraid to look at experts in that particular area. I'm going to rely heavily on our head coach and whoever our offensive coordinator is and whoever our quarterback's coach is. And they're going to be heavily involved in this process. I think it's a lot of it has to do with, too, making sure that quarterback fits in the system that you're trying to run. And like I said, I wish that you can get a quarterback as easy it is, and it's not. It's maybe the most difficult position to fill. But we're going to do everything and use every resource that we can to try to get that corrected.
In terms
of the next coach, how important is head coaching experience, whether it's in the NFL or college?
We're not going to box anything in. We're going to look at candidates with head coaching experience at either level. We're going to look at coaches without head coaching experience that have done great jobs as coordinators that may be potential up-and-comers. So I can sit here and tell you, I'm not going to tell you the names that we're going to talk to, but I can also tell you that we are not going to be boxed into a specific, he has to be this with this. It's got to be the guy that we think is the right fit.
There's a half dozen teams that are looking for an NFL head coach right now.
Correct.
There could be more. You've got an uncertain quarterback situation. You're moving outdoors to a college stadium. What are you selling right now? Why is this going to be an attractive
I think this is a very attractive job. I think when you talk to people on the outside, that the young talent that we do have on this roster, with the all of the new coming in, with the new stadium and potential facilities online coming in, I don't think we're in a total rebuilding mode. It's a coach that's going to come in that I look at as a partner to work hand in hand with, and we have great ownership that is willing to put whatever it takes to put the best product on the field. We're going to be in great cap situation. It's a situation where a head coach comes in that I feel can be a very quick turnaround.
Mark, what was Leslie's reaction directly with you?
I'm very disappointed. I'm just as anyone would be. I know he spoke specifically to Mark and Ziggy today, but it's hard. It's extremely hard. It's not only hard to get the news, but it's also hard to give the news as well.
How do you balance that with what you're saying, which is that he had freedom to play whoever he wanted?
Well, it is. I mean, we talk on a daily basis about it. But and I had said this before, is that whatever you think is best for our football team and whoever gives us the best chance to win, we are going to, whether right or wrong, we are going to be 100% behind your decision. And a head coach has to know that, to me, that regardless of what his decision is, that as long as we've vetted through and talked it out, that we will support that decision.
Are you making the decision on who the next head coach is?
I will be leading the charge, and I will be working with Mark and Ziggy that will ultimately, with myself, sit down and make the final decision.
Will you make a recommendation to them, or how will that final process
go? We will go through that process and get the, you know, once we narrow it down to the potential two or three, our ownership will be involved along with myself through the interview process, and we will work collectively to get that decision the right way.
With so many teams already looking for a head coach today, is there any apprehension about making sure that this process does hasten, that you get your guy, so to speak? That
we don't have a guy. We have a lot of, I think there's a lot of potential candidates out there, and everybody's going to, I don't think everybody needs to panic. This team already hired a guy. This team already hired a guy. What's the Vikings doing? We are going to go through our process. We're going to do our due diligence. And I think there is enough potential candidates out there that we will be able to get the guy that we want.
13 categories.
Towards an offensive-minded coach or a defensive-minded coach?
A head coach, regardless. There is no specific offense, defense, college coach, high school coach, whatever. It's a coach that we feel is the best fit for our organization.
13 categories. I mean, how many are you talking about interviewing? How many? What's the?
We will interview extensively, a lot.
You're going to have all of these over the next 3 or 4 days?
Talking with the ownership, we will be very busy. I just told them, don't plan on any stadium meetings for next 2 weeks.
And Rick, what was the? You talked about the chain of command in terms of hiring. What was it? The chain of decision making in terms of firing. Did you make a recommendation? Did they talk to you about
that? That decision came down on ownership. The ownership hired Leslie. I was not the general manager at the time. And, again, we had a long, extensive talk last night through it. But ultimately, that comes down to our ownership.
Would you be responsible then for firing the next coach if you're making that decision, or would they be?
We're worried right now about hiring the next head coach.
About your position, I mean, how does that stand now? Are you in great stead for how long, or what's your current situation?
Well, I know that I'm the general manager, and I know the owners put their trust in me to lead this search for the NFL head for our next coach. So my responsibility is to go out there and do that and consult with them as we go along the way. And all I'm worried about right now is putting the best team on the field, but the first, the most important thing is getting this coaching staff filled out.
Needed in defensive philosophy.
You will look at all that. It'll be interesting when you talk to a lot of these coaches, whether it's a 3-4, a 4-3. Some teams run a 4-3 with a hybrid 3-4. There's so many different things going out there. I'm very excited about the process just to learn and to talk to a lot of different people to see their philosophies. You know, the question comes up is now the college – it's usually had trickled down where the NFL systems kind of went down to the college. Now it seems with the type of athletes that are coming out in the draft that it's trickling up to the NFL, like a Philadelphia Eagle, which is a little bit of spread offense, but yet they had the leading rusher in the league. So it'll be interesting as we go through this process, because I'm looking forward to getting educated as well about a lot of different philosophies and how you approach this.
Offenses that now have been trending up passing-wise for several years. Adrian's sort of been the fulcrum for your offense for the last couple of years. He was breaking down toward the end of this year. Do you have to pivot off of that?
I think that will depend on what we hear from these head coaches as we interview. As like I said, we're going into this very open-minded. I also know what Adrian Peterson is as a running back. I know we've been very successful running the ball. But I'm anxious to hear the philosophy on some of these potential coaches that we're going to interview.
In terms of quarterbacks, are you going to look to keep Matt Castle around as well as Ponder? And are you still thinking about possibly drafting a quarterback in May?
All that will be yet to be determined. The one thing I want to do is, like I said, the coaching staff, and I've always done this, will be heavily involved in those decision process. And I want to make sure that everybody gets on board, and when we make that decision, that it's a Minnesota Viking decision. Although I know I'm ultimately responsible for that decision.
What change do you think Frazier's leaving behind here for the Vikings? What legacy?
I think Leslie was a great man, did a very good job while he was here. I know he was well respected in this building, and that's what makes the decision so difficult.